airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle.
All right, hey, thanks for that, and welcome to a TGIF edition of Titillating Sports. What you get, what you got, what you doing? Who, me? Yeah, actually not you. The guy in the car next to you. I don't really want to hear from you. The other guy, yeah. That's what I want to hear from. 1-800-878-PLAY to talk about football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, Quidditch, rollerball, chess, checkers, rugby, cricket. What's checkers? I think I meant checkers. Come on in. Let's go pick up some checkers. Doesn't make sense. Rick's picks as well on a Friday. I'm going to tell you who's going to win and who's going to lose in the National Football League. Fun. I wish it was like that music is either Irish drinking songs, What Will You Do With a Drunken Sailor, or it's like, you know, music from the movie Patton. Speaking of movies, you know, on a Friday, we like to take a little look into Tinseltown with our good friend Jan Wall, the film critic extraordinaire and Hollywood lifer. And we have interesting guests. Stephen Schwartz, one of the most prolific and legendary composers and writers in the history of Broadway. And remember, you put the emphasis on the second syllable. Pippin, Godspell, Wicked. He has a new project called Snapshots. Actress Rachel Nichols will join us. She has a new movie called Demigod. And also we'll have Greta Schoenberg, who is the director of programming for the SF Dance Film Festival. That's all in the first hour with Jan. In the second hour, we'll bring in Gary Burley, former defensive end with the Cincinnati Bengals. Sal Berry, my buddy, will talk NHL from Puck Junk. Cecily Wong, co-author of a fantastic, huge book called Gastro Obscura, A Food Adventurer's Guide. We'll have her. And then the icon, the guru from the Sweet Science, boxing legend Al Bernstein, will join us once again. It's a really big shoe. It's a Shaquille O'Neal size 17 LA gear. So come on and get heard. 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
The double play!
It's baseball season, and you're ready to go all out. so you ordered the essentials to make game day a success, like a jersey, a power recliner, and a bigger screen. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put toward an essential piece of the celebration, an air horn. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle he's so handsome. He's a genius.
Oh, wow, not very humble, apparently. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. So many good guests, which we'll get to in just a second. But let's say hi to our friend Jan Wall, the film critic. How are you, Jan?
I'm great, Rick, and very excited to talk to Stephen Schwartz.
Stephen Schwartz is with us, and one of the most accomplished and successful composers in the history of Broadway. And he's here to talk about a original book which incorporates more than two dozen hit songs. And from his prolific, voluminous list, it's called Snapshots, a Musical Scrapbook. Stephen, thanks for coming on the show today. When did you get the idea? Was this something kind of born out of the pandemic?
No, this has been around for a little while. First of all, hello. Secondly, I want to say I really like your Stephen song, which is the first time I'm hearing it.
Thank you.
Everyone should have a theme song like that. No, actually, Snapshots has been around for a while, and it was brought to me by a very clever writer friend I know named David Stern. I worked with him on Disney's Geppetto for television, and subsequently that's been turned into a little show for young audiences. But in any event, he had the idea to take a bunch of songs of mine from other shows, et cetera, and fashion a story out of them, but not just try and drag them kind of kicking and screaming into another structure for which they were never originally intended, but actually to do some revisions of the songs, some new lyrics and some new structures in order to tell this new story. And that seemed like something that really hadn't been done before, so we gave it a
shot. So on my way to work or whatever, when I'm in the car now, I can listen to some of your great songs, right, with this book, with this new album.
Exactly right. Yeah, it's called Snapshots. It just was released on Broadway Records, and I believe it's about to come out on Broadway HD, a recording, a kind of a film version of the show that was done recently at a regional theater here in Connecticut. And that was done as a film version because of the pandemic, because they couldn't do it in an actual theater.
Your songs are stories. My sister had cervical cancer. We all had T-shirts that said Defying Gravity on them, and that was her song, her go-to song. And day by day,
I love that.
I mean, yeah, oh, yeah, Defying Gravity. That is a wonderful song for people going through something. And a lot of your songs are that way. And you and I met, actually, at Channel 4 once in San Francisco when you had a show here. And I talked to you about a play, a musical I was writing about people getting in out of rehab. And
you were
so encouraging to me, and it's gone further now. So someday we'll connect
that.
That's great. Yeah.
I mean, you are such a
you're such a storyteller that I don't, I mean, if you could explain a little deeper about how this album tells a story, because you already are a storyteller.
Well, thank you. Yeah, what David's idea was basically to examine a relationship. And it's a pretty simple premise, but a kind of clever one, which is the whole thing takes place in the attic of a suburban home. And a woman, her name is Sue, is actually about to leave her husband that night. And she has hidden the suitcase up in the attic. And then when he's out at a business meeting, she sneaks up to get it, and she's in the process of leaving him a goodbye note when he comes home unexpectedly because his meeting has been canceled. And what she, in her haste to rehide the suitcase, she knocks down a box of snapshots, of photographs from their life together.
Oh,
and they wind
okay.
up spending the whole night going through these photographs and remembering their life and how they had, each of them had quite different perspectives on things that have happened, as often happens with couples. You know, you think you remember things the same way, but if you really talk about them, you don't. And ultimately, I don't think it gives anything really away to say that ultimately, in the end, they decide to stay together and, you know, give it another go. But it's quite funny. I mean, most of it is comic.
Mm-hmm.
But it sort of is a look at a relationship. And the other clever thing that David came up with was there are two other couples who play the memories of this couple. Four other actors, two men and two women, who play the memories of this couple at younger times in their lives, as well as all the other characters. And gradually the memories become more and more aggressive, if you will, at trying to keep the couple together. So it's an unusual show. And,
Love it.
Yeah, necessitated my taking a lot of songs of mine, including, you know, well-known songs like Popular from
Crooked
and et cetera, but writing new words to them, in many cases, to fit this new story.
I wanted to ask you, too.
But some different words. Sorry.
That, before I let you go, I had to ask you about Godspell because I'm a huge fan of SCTV, and I know when you were in Toronto, Paul Schaefer, Eugene Levy, Andrea Martin, Martin Short. I mean, so many huge stars came out of Godspell.
Exactly. Yeah, Gilda Radner,
day by
too.
Day.
But, yes, thank you. I'm a big...
Sorry, I was doing background
music. I love that you're plugging it. You know, I just feel like SCTV was the funniest show ever on television.
I agree.
So, I agree.
All those
Godspell is amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, all those fantastic Canadian comedians were in the original Toronto production, as you say, Marty Short and Gene Levy and Andrew Martin and I think Dave Thomas. You know, a lot of people from SCTV, Gilda Radner from SNL, etc. It was a very funny company, needless to say.
And Paul Schaefer from Thunder Bay, too.
Exactly, yeah. Paul Schaefer was the musical director. Victor Garber played Jesus. So,
everybody.
Turned out the star.
It was so funny because in my neighborhood, which was really Jewish, everybody said, oh, well, that's based on da-da-da. And it was like, no, That is the most universal show that ever was.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Well, wow. It's amazing to talk to you. Were you inspired by anything when you were a kid that made you this way?
I grew up in a suburb of New York City, and my parents, neither of whom were remotely in the arts, but they were avid theater goers and concert goers, and they just took me to see a lot of stuff when I was a kid, and I just sort of fell in love with musical theater and music in general, and, you know, wanted to be able to make that my life's calling if I were able to, and I've been lucky enough to be able to do so.
Well, we want to remind everybody that this is available right now. It's from Broadway Records, and it's from Stephen Schwartz, Snapshots, a Musical Scrapbook, and this is a world premiere recording. Stephen, congratulations on everything, and thank you so much for coming on the show.
Stephen, I am ordering this sucker right now.
Well, I hope you enjoy it. I think you'll have fun with it. The really good singers. The six singers are terrific. So there's that at least. And and again, congratulations on your terrific theme song. That was the lead into this.
Thank you. That's big praise coming from you. All right. Stephen Schwartz, everyone. Make sure. Snapshots, a Musical Scrapbook. Jan Wall and Rick Tittle will be right back with you on Sports Byline.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
All right, whatever works. Thank you for that. Rick Tittle with you in San Francisco, syndicated across the country and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome, along with my co-host Jan Wall, actress Rachel Nichols. She has a brand new movie from Gravitas Ventures, which is opening today in theaters and on demand. It's called Demigod. Rachel, welcome to the show. And when you get these scripts and something looks a little spooky to you, are you more drawn to those types of things?
I'm from the great state of Maine, which is also the land of Stephen King. So, so I grew up loving horror thrillers. I think I've read all of his books. And it was something that was very fully embraced in my household. So I quite like taking on roles that have a thriller or horror aspect to them. I've done a handful of them in my career, and I find them very fun to do because I like the idea that a performance of mine is potentially going to scare someone just as another performance has scared me in my life. So, yes, I quite like that the genre for that reason.
Hi, this is Jan Wald. I'm a movie critic, and a lot of those movies scare me to death, but what I like are the female characters. Could you name a couple that have scared you to death or one or two performances that have done that to you?
Well, my favorite movie of all time is Silence of the Lambs. Mm-hmm. So I know that she wasn't the scary part of it, but it is my favorite movie of all time. But I go back and I look at, you know, Jamie Lee Curtis and Halloween and Sissy Spacek and Carrie. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there have been some really iconic female roles in the genre that are part of movies that I've watched many, many times.
Right.
By the way, how much did you think about the poignancy of being in a movie called Pandemic and then 4 years later we had a pandemic?
Well, you know, the irony is, it originally was not called Pandemic.
Oh.
They switched the title, but they didn't switch the title during our pandemic. They switched the title. It was, I forget what the original title was. They switched it to Pandemic right after we finished shooting it, you know, 4 years ago. And, of course, I had no idea that I was going to be in a pandemic, but I went to shoot with John Suess again. I did a movie with him called Breach, and then we were in contact talking to each other about how ironic it was that we changed the name to Pandemic, and then here we are in a pandemic. Hopefully I don't die in this one.
I also like the fact that you're really good at screaming. Is that something that you kind of found out as you went through it, or what they said, you know, did the director say, let's hear your scream?
You know, I will never forget my audition for the Amityville Horror. And Michael Bay was in the room. He didn't direct it. He was the producer on it. And that was the first time I ever really had to scream in an audition. And they looked at me after I was done, and they went, okay, well, you can scream. Now, was it a talent that I knew I had previously? No, not so much. But apparently I'm good. Apparently I'm good at it. So, I'll keep doing it as long as they ask me to.
It's hard on your throat, I would think, and you know, you have to come from the bottom of your sort of chest. I mean, that's a hard thing to do.
Oh, you've got to come from, like, your belly on those big ones. You've got to get it all out. But, maybe I should teach a course on screaming for young actors and actresses looking to come up in the genre.
All right, well, let's talk about Demigod, the little thumbnail here. Your grandfather dies, and you and your husband have to go back to the Schwarzwald, Germany's Black Forest, and then everything ensues from there. What's going on?
The movie is it is in the horror thriller genre, but it's also got some deep seated sort of what do you inherit from your family, both mentally, emotionally, physically. And where does that go? And it talks a lot about sort of generational trauma. It's a really interesting sort of mind twist. And I feel for my husband because he has no idea what he's getting into. And my character, Robin, she has blocked out a lot of her past, and it all starts sort of memories start coming back to her when they're at this cabin. Joke that if Robin knew what she was getting into, she would have just put the cabin on the market and hired a realtor and not gone to Germany.
They never know. they never know. Don't go in the attic.
They never,
don't
never
go
know.
Upstairs. Yeah, no.
So there are more layers to it than just a horror thriller. But ironically, I mean, obviously we did not shoot in Germany. I'm sure you're shocked. We shot in Mississippi, but it worked. I mean, the aesthetic and the way that they shot it and all the different sort of cool tricks they use with cameras and lighting, and it looks fantastic. It just we weren't in Germany during a pandemic.
Berlin, Biloxi, same place, right?
Exactly.
Good rip.
A couple more questions for Rachel Nichols, the new movie, Demigod. And when you, you've been in so many great TV shows. The Man in the High Castle is such a great show. Million
Love
Little
it.
Things. But you got your start. You got a little role in an episode of Sex and the City. And that was, of course, such an iconic show with so many people. And that kind of gave you the appetite to make this a career, didn't it?
Yes, it did. I had been modeling, and then I'd been doing commercials, and then my team said, hey, do you want to try acting? And I went, sure. So I had an audition for Sex and the City. The episode is called A Vogue Idea. It was directed by Martha Coolidge. And I went to the audition. I had no idea how to audition. I did not know where I was supposed to be looking, but I got the job. And I showed up at 6:30 a.m. at Silver Cup Studios, and I met Kim Cattrall for the first time, and I said, I've never acted before, knowing that it was going to go one of two ways. She was either going to be nice or she was going to be really mean to me. And she just went, trust me, honey, we're going to have a great day. And she was really patient with me. And she was so kind that when I left the studio after shooting, and I'm only in one episode, I left the studio and I went, okay, I had a great time. I'd like to do this. I need to start taking acting classes. So that's immediately what I did. And if she had been rude or if she had been mean to me, I probably would have just said, this isn't for me. I don't think I can do it.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that is great. I'm a member of the Directors Guild, and I worked for years with Martha Coolidge. And, what's going on from your point of view for women in the industry? Are things getting a lot better?
Yeah, I honestly and truly believe that. I think...
I did too.
Because I think now we've been, I mean, previously before it was sort of deterred, or we felt as women deterred that maybe, big directing roles weren't for us or we weren't going to be able to get them. But now I think we have the confidence moving forward because there have been women paving the way. I mean, I shot a pilot with Catherine Bigelow years ago, and I was enamored with her. She was so strong and so awesome. And then I've worked with Amanda Tapping, as a director, and she's fantastic. And these women are all said, if you ever want to shadow me or if you ever want to direct, you can come on set. And so I think the road is wide open for us now, and I think it's the time to sort of grasp that golden ring.
Are you now at the point where you're maybe flipping around the channel some night and you'll see a rerun of, like, Alias, and you're like, oh, I forgot I was in that?
It's funny. I came across an episode of Criminal Minds the other night, and I thought, oh, my gosh, yes! I was there for a whole season. And it's also fun to go back. I shot a Netflix movie called The Last Will and Testament of Charles Abernathy, and the director, Alejandro, is very big, sort of horror movie genre buff, And he went through all the times on film and TV that I have either been murdered or killed or killed myself or whatever. And it's now up to 10. So apparently I'm not only good at screaming, I'm also good at dying.
Wow, that's too good. All right, well, I want to remind everybody, today is the day. It is the opening for the new movie, Demigod, and this is from Gravitas Ventures in theaters and on demand, also starring Jeremy London and Elena Sanchez, and it is in theaters and on demand, as I mentioned today, Demigod from Gravitas Ventures. Listen, Rachel Nichols, so great to have you on the show. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Rachel. Continued success.
All right, have a great weekend.
You too. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. And
okay.
Yeah, and Jan, it's interesting too when you think about when people start counting up how many times, 10 times. And I remember listening to Jamie Lee Curtis talk about she would never watch the shower scene of Psycho because she said, "I don't want to see my mom die."
Oh, gosh. Oh, I can understand. I mean, that's pretty damn emotional, you know, that stuff. And, you know, of course, the way Hitchcock shot it, it was so real.
Yeah. No, and you never saw you never saw the knife hit. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. That's right, because he believed in anticipation of the violence and guts, not the guts themselves.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we have another guest coming up on the other side. It is the director of the SF Dance Film Festival. And then after that, we'll get a recommendation with our guest.
Mm-hmm.
And Jani Wall is with us. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back, y'all.
Wait, reading on the cat in exam 3.
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm. But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's a COVID-19 update pertaining to cruise travel. Everyone wants to get away and go on a vacation. But let's face it, there's a COVID fear factor out there. But here's some good news. Taking a cruise is probably the safest place you can be right now. All cruise lines have initiated very thorough testing requirements for all passengers and employees. They've also enhanced their air filtration systems, continual cleaning of the cruise ships, and have much stricter occupancy limitations. What that means for you is you can have peace of mind knowing you can have a wonderful vacation on a cruise ship without putting yourself in a severe risk of getting sick. Make your cruise vacation plans now. Call and let one of Viva Voyage's cruise experts help you find the safest cruise package at the lowest rates of the year.
800-585-4760. 800-585-4760. 800-585-4760. That's 800-585-4760.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at yo mama's house last night. Now, back to Fat Boy.
Ah, that hurts my feelings. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you, syndicated and around the world on AFN. It is time for our next guest. We're very happy to have the director of programming for the SF Dance Film Festival. That's because tonight, and running through the 24th, it is the 12th annual, which will be getting underway, and our guest, Greta Schoenberg, is with us. Greta, how awesome is it when, you know, what we had last year with the pandemic, and now at least with masks here and there, is the film festival back to basically what it's always been?
Well, we're not quite back to where it was, but we're really excited to have audiences coming in person. There's just something about, especially dance film, that really needs to be on the big screen. You know, not only are the visuals so powerful, but a lot of our work has original composition, so the musicians and the music need to be really in that full surround sound that most people don't have on their phones, their personal
wow.
devices. Yeah.
Wow.
So the experience.
Greta, can you name? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. I love dance on film. Can you name some of the things we'll be seeing?
Yeah, so live in person tomorrow is our big opening. It's the premiere of the film Coppelia, which is a really exciting production. You can read on it about it more on our website, but it's an animated blend of live dance and pretty advanced technology with animation. It's the first time some of these techniques have been tried, and there's an incredible cast and crew of both stars and cameo appearances or cast throughout the film. And the exciting part for us is Michaela DePrince, who is a hugely renowned ballerina, is the star of the film and is going to be with us in person. And she is one of the most amazing women. She was born in Sierra Leone and was a war orphan and was adopted and brought into the United States and has since become this incredible dancer and activist. And we're just so thrilled to have her in person there seeing the film. And what's exciting is this will be the first time she has seen the film in the big theater as well.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm such a fan of dance on film. I think of Seven Brides for Seven Brothers and, you know, of course, the Astaire Rockers
yes.
and all of that kind of thing. Is there some way you're paying homage to that?
Well, let's see. We have most of our films are new films. And, I was raised on Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, too. That made me laugh. Wonderful. Well, we do have documentaries that are more, you know, in the classic CBS documentary style, really meaty and movie documentaries, moving mm-hmm. documentaries about Alvin Ailey, Bill T. Jones.
Oh, great.
A wonderful documentary. I'll point out, because maybe it wouldn't be on people's radar, called Firestarter, about the Bangara Contemporary Dance Company from Australia. It's an Aboriginal dance company. The dancing in it is fantastic. We have a full-on, this is our first full-on Bollywood film called Nachyan, which is just, that to me is the Indian version of Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, like pulling out all the stops, just dance number after dance number, both Indian classical dance, but also hip hop, and just some huge production. So that's a lot of fun. And we have one called Isolation to Creation, which is a program that the Guggenheim put on for dancers during the pandemic, and what they created, a very diverse group of choreographers and their work and their process during the pandemic. So those are our main, feature-length films. And then we also have eight shorts programs that are happening online. So it's really easy to access them. If you're new to dance film, I always recommend starting with Short and Sweet. And that one's also great for families and kids. Each film is about 3 minutes long, and they're all just really fun, colorful, and really different. And then for more serious dance lovers, there's one called The Next Stage, where you're going to recognize a lot of prominent ballet and contemporary dancers who are, kind of pivoted to be on screen during the pandemic. There's a lot of other really great films. We've got a couple more live events as well. One is called Dance Heels. It's at the Catherine Clark Gallery. We've got Dancing Queens, which is a salute to the LGBTQ community, happening at the Brava Theater. And full program of Bay Area short films, all brand new films.
Great.
So you can check out our website. It's almost too much to explain at once.
Yeah. Couple more questions for Greta Schoenberg, the SF Dance Film Festival, which is beginning today, running through October 24th. I'm amazed at 124 films from 25 countries. How you and your staff were able to find these films, and then how hard was it to leave some out? Because 124 films, I feel like you didn't leave any of them out, but you must have left a few out, right?
You would think so. We did leave a few out. And I had I was asked recently, did you see dance films suffer this year? Did you get fewer films? Were projects canceled? And absolutely not. We thought maybe that would be the case. We were prepared for that. But it was, in fact, the exact opposite. And we got more than double our submissions. Mm. Actually, 658 submissions.
Wow.
So the films that you are seeing are the best of those. And we got them from 43 countries over six continents. So this is a very international event at this point after 12 years, and artists all over the world were hungry for dance, and the only thing they could do was make dance films. So in some ways, this is the best year to check it out, as all these dance companies, like great dance companies, made films.
Wow. It's so terrific. I mean, I'm just thinking of all my favorite dance. LGBTQ, though, comes to mind because so many greats, not to stereotype, but, you know, I'm thinking of some of the great gay choreographers and directors like Rob Marshall and, you know, all of that. What is that LGBTQ one again?
It's called Dancing Queens, and it is happening Saturday night, the 23rd at the Brava Theater.
That's a nice theater.
A short program of LGBTQ films, but we have so many LGBTQ artists throughout all of our programming, of course. And Alien, Bill T. Jones, and also The Firestarter, also Elements of Isolation and Creation, all of those have so many artists within that community. So it is our community, and there's just no separating it out. But we wanted to specifically highlight and celebrate that.
Besides Dancing Queens, you know?
Yes.
That is just too good of a title.
I couldn't help it.
Right,
just
of course.
Kept coming to me.
Of course, much fun. Yeah.
Greta,
then I had the song in my head for days.
Greta,
I know the other day Rick was dancing, and I said, Rick, you are such a dancing queen.
I am. Yes, there's no doubt. I came out a couple weeks ago. What do you think, Greta, is the, for me, when I think about musical, you know, theater and dance on film, I would probably say if I had to pick one of my favorites ever would be Make 'em Laugh, Donald O'Connor, in Singing in the Rain, where he runs up the wall and beats himself up. I'm still amazed every time. I mean, I'll just watch that on YouTube. I'm so amazed. What for you is one that really sticks out for you?
Right. Or one of those old films?
Just anything. Like you're in awe of it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I don't know. Some of those old musicals. I wouldn't say that one particularly is jumping to mind right now. But I'd say American in Paris was really eye-opening for me, because just back when I was a kid. Because it was like, wow, you could dance all these places. You could make a story, really make a story with dance. I love that. And I ate up all those old musicals myself. So that was one of my first introduction to dance on camera as well, is like through KQED and PBS, but now the films that we're screening, are all brand new. And we have shown classic films, but the exciting part of this is people are making dance and doing new things with technology and then distributing it with technology. And there's so much that can be done on camera now with like GoPro cameras and drones that couldn't be done. You would have needed that huge Hollywood budget. And that also... Mm-hmm. Really expand the diversity of artists we're able to see now. So it makes this technology so much more accessible to communities and to artists that would never have had access to that before. So it's really exciting that we're not only seeing the Hollywood films, or we're not only seeing the white ballet classically trained artists only, but we're seeing a huge array of people's interpretation of dance.
Great stuff. Everybody, make sure to go online to check it out at sfdancefilmfest.org. Once again, sfdancefilmfest.org. It begins today, runs through Sunday the 24th, and 18 total programs, 124 films, 3 theatrical live performances, and it's all being run by our guest, Greta Schoenberg. Greta, congratulations, and thanks for dropping by.
Thank you so much.
All right, good stuff. And then, Jan, on the other side, I got a little wreck. I'm sure you have a few as well.
Me too.
Let's do it. Come on back.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
When you want to protect your IRA or 401k, don't trust it to just anyone's hands. It's your money. You earned it, and you deserve the best protection available. That's where Augusta Precious Metals comes in. We've provided gold and silver IRAs to thousands of Americans, including Joe Montana himself, the Hall of Fame quarterback. Augusta is trusted by all these people because we have a simple process requiring little more than a phone call to book an appointment for a one-on-one web conference on the benefits of buying gold inside your IRA. Our objective, to educate you on the economy and on the way Americans are using gold as an important part of their wealth protection plans. So do what Joe Montana did. Protect your IRA with gold and silver. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now.
800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
It doesn't really matter. I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm gonna go anymore.
Tittle thinks there's a direct correlation between dogs and lightning. A
couple minutes left in the first hour with Jan Wall. Jan, what should we be watching or not watching?
Oh, honey, this is definitely to watch. It's on Netflix. It's called Attack of the Hollywood Clichés. It's a one-hour kind of short documentary about Hollywood clichés, past and especially present. And Rob Lowe is the narrator and the host. And he is so funny himself. I mean, he's very self-deprecating, like, I'm the big movie stars, and here's how I do Hollywood clichés. And then he shows all these clips of Hollywood clichés, everything from car chases to they meet cute to all the stuff we see in the Hollywood movies. It's just great. Attack of the Hollywood Clichés.
Very good. Have you watched Squid Game yet?
Boy, I've got it right up here. I'm ready to go. How do you like it?
I absolutely love it. I've got,
really?
That's 9 episodes. I've gone through 7 so far. And
why do they call it that?
It's a Korean thing. It's based on a kid game that they call the Squid Game. It's an interesting title. They probably wouldn't have called it that if it was filmed in America, but it's... You'll never see more people shot in the head at point blank range. I mean, it's pure carnage, but it's one of the most.
And you're recommending it? Yeah.
Oh, highly recommend. And you know, it's one of those things like Tiger King, where the whole country watched it. You know, and I there are a few things that I didn't watch on purpose. Like I never watched The Queen's Gambit because I just wanted one thing that I didn't watch with the rest of America, which I don't know. It's kind of dumb. It kind of just basically hurts myself. But if it's really that good, but yeah, Squid Game from South Korea, you know, it's just stepping it up so huge. It's amazing what they're doing. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I've got to get for that one. I'm telling you, the Netflix is killing it. I mean, that's that one. That's the one I just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're just killing it. Do we have time for another one?
Sure.
Okay, so Jane Powell died recently. We were talking about dance in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
There is one dance number you can get all by itself on YouTube called, and it's from Royal Wedding, and it's Jane Powell, and she acts like she has dark hair, and she's a tough Brooklyn dame, and she sings, "How could you believe it when I said I loved you when you know I've been a liar all my life?"
Wow.
Longest song title in the history of film. Fred Astaire is the one who sings it to her. She dances up a storm, and she's just this tough Brooklyn broad. Fabulous. It's from Royal Wedding. How could you believe me when I said I love you when you know I've been a liar all my life?
Great stuff, Jen. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.